Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. The girls' Class B state basketball tournament begins Thursday at the Donald E. Young Center in Spearfish. Craig Maddock and Mike Henriksen bring you the action on SDPB-TV and online at sdpb.org/basketball. The brackets take on a heavy East River flavor with Corsica Stickney coming in as the number one seed and an undefeated record. What are the matchups? How will it play out? Let's welcome the voices of this year's Girls Class B, Mike Henriksen and Craig Maddock. Hey guys, thanks for this.
Very glad to join you. Wish I could be in studio, but unfortunately, they are tipping off the SDSU-USD Summit League Championship at 1 o'clock instead of 2. So I appreciate you making the arrangements.
You bet.
Thanks to you too, Steve.
You're welcome. Watch off the hook. I totally understand that one. I would like to be there as well. Let's start with bracket number one, Corsica Stickney against Irene Wakanda. Corsica Stickney, as we said, 23-0. Is that a solid 23-0, or did they have a few hair raisers throughout the year?
Yeah, it's pretty solid. They have played two teams in this tournament and beaten them during the season. A team that's going to get up and down, play a lot of good defense. They were at the state tournament last year, so they have a lot of experience, and it is a solid 23-0 for Corsica Stickney.
Yeah, Mike.
And I really think one of the storylines here for Corsica Stickney is just how good can this team be, because their best player is a freshman who's already gone over 1,000 points, and they've got a ton of young talent also. Now, I'm not predicting that they're going to go on a run like Armour did of 3 or 4 state titles in a row, like Armour did in the 80s or Wakanda or some of those teams. But this team has that type of potential, I think, because all of their best players are young. As Craig mentioned, they were there a year ago. They've been down this road before.
Well, who was the champion in 2019?
DeSmet, defending champs are back.
Yep. All right. Yeah, they are defending their title. They are a number 6 seed against number 3 Fulton area. Let's go ahead. That's in session, too. That's going to be the last game on Thursday night, about 8:45 Central, 7:45 Mountain. Let's take a look at that one, Craig.
Well, first time ever for Fulton area. And it's kind of strange. Here we are, you know, how many years we've been playing state basketball championships, and sometimes it's a rarity that the first time ever for a team, and that's what Fulton area is going to be this year. So they're pretty excited up there in the Fulton area. They are 20-3, but they're going to play a pretty tough DeSmet team, and DeSmet with the state champs, and they got a lot of those same players back, and that is going to be a fun one, which is, yes, the last game of the day on Thursday.
You already talked about
this. Doug Austin at DeSmet, he talked about the fact that, you know, they lost a couple of players that were big leaders, including his daughter, off last year's team, and it was going to take a while, but they've come together really, really well here down the stretch and are playing well. One of the things about Fulton area, I can't let this pass. Last year, we had this chance, and this is one of the things that I love about working with South Dakota Public Broadcasting, is the fact that we are able to tell so many great stories. And so we tell those stories. Last year it was Bailey Richter who came off of the bench. Bailey suffers from, basically, she has strokes in her eyes and loses her sight for up to 2 weeks at a time. And she came off the bench last year for Waverly South Shore to nail a couple of three-pointers. That was a great moment. Well, this year with Fulton area, it's not a player, but it's a coach. Chase Casper actually battled cancer during his time in college. And frankly, it wasn't looking real good. And so the fact that he has overcome that and now has Fulton area into the state tournament for the first time ever, his first time as a head coach, that's another one of those great stories that we get to talk about more on the broadcast starting on Thursday.
Yeah, that is some incredible human interest. And as you said, Fulton area in there for the first time. And that's one of those, a 3-6. You've got a 20-3 Fulton team, a 19-4 DeSmet team. That's one of those middle seed type deals where it's kind of hard to predict, I would think.
Especially when they haven't faced each other during the regular season.
Sure.
And these two teams have not. But I tell you what, all these teams, even Irene Wakanda coming in at number 8, they have all battled and gotten at the right place at the right time. And you never know what's going to happen at the state tournament.
Let's continue with the second session, the evening session on Thursday. We mentioned Faulkton area. DeSmet is the late-night game. The opening game Thursday evening will be Ethan and Castlewood. Ethan, always a pretty good basketball program, it seems like.
Well, they're making their sixth straight appearance.
Yeah.
Tom Young has changed that program around, and Mike, I will always remember it was a year ago, Ethan was in the championship game, and one of their best players tore her ACL in that first quarter. She rehabbed. She's back. What a great story for Maddie Miller to be able to play for Ethan again this year.
Yeah, no question about it. And Tom Young has done a great job, and it really is a program for Ethan, as you say, six straight appearances. Meanwhile, they're taking on Castlewood, and I have not had a chance to see Castlewood this year, but I saw them a year ago. They got beat out in the regions, and I think I may have even said something at the time, like, look out for this team, because that's another young team. They've got two seniors and two juniors, and the rest are all sophomores and even mostly freshmen. So they're, again, a team that could be very, very good for a very long time to come. We'll see how they react in this first state tournament appearance.
Yeah, Tom Young, that I'm guessing he was the former coach at Mitchell Christian quite a few years back.
He is the one and the same. He coached Mitchell High for a year, then got away from coaching, and then took over the job at Ethan and has been to the state tournament with them ever since.
I have been in the chair in his old optometrist's office. Let's go back to session one here. We talked about Corsica Stickney and Irene Wakanda already, and then the winner and or loser of that game will face either Faith or Howard. Faith coming in at number 4 and Howard the number 5 seed. Craig, what do you think of that one?
Well, Howard is almost in that same position that Faulkton area is, even though Faulkton has never been there. Howard, nobody on this team was born the last time Howard was at the state girls basketball tournament. In fact, they weren't even in Class B at the time. And so the folks in Howard, I know there were a lot of tears when they had that SODAC 16 victory last week, just to say that they can get to the state tournament, which hasn't been done in 25 years.
Yeah, and Howard had such a great tradition. You remember back in the early 90s, they were winning state titles, I think, in 93, maybe a runner-up in 94. But they were really, really good. So to have this long of an absence has been sort of surprising. Wade Erickson is the coach up there. He's in his fourth or fifth year, so he's really been building this group to this goal. And he's got some good players and again, a good future. I think the main thing that strikes me about this tournament is just how young an awful lot of these teams are and how many of these players are just going to continue to develop.
Yeah, that's a good point. You've talked about that with Corsica Stickney. It'll be interesting to see these teams develop over the next couple of seasons with the young talent. Yeah, speaking of the girls' Class B, this is unique because this is the only tournament happening this weekend. The other five tournaments all take place next weekend, so people can really focus on this one, and it's the girls have got to enjoy this to have this weekend all to themselves, the girls in Class B.
I think you're right on that. They are the whole focus is on the State B girls this weekend, and you know what, and that's going to change after this year because we get rid of the combined tournaments for AA and Class A after this year, and so next year we go back to where we used to be, with all three girls' classes playing in three separate sites one weekend, and then the three boys' sites the following weekend. So good for Class B. It was the same last year and the same this year, where they have the whole spotlight this year.
Well, I'm not going to ask you guys to make predictions because you probably don't like to do that, but we'll remind everybody that all the action can be seen on SDPB-TV and online at sdpb.org/basketball. In the time remaining, you gentlemen mentioned that 1 o'clock we have a big game over at the Sanford Premier Center here in Sioux Falls as the USD and South Dakota State University women face each other for the Summit League championship. Mike, you want to talk about this and maybe set it up?
Yeah, Summit League Championship here in Sioux Falls and South Dakota State taking on the University of South Dakota. And actually, it's a rather apt that we're also talking about the Bee Girls, because a few years ago we were able to cover Chloe Lamb, who's now an outstanding player for USD. She, of course, played at Sully Buttes High School up in Oneida. Maya Selland is one of the outstanding players in the Summit League. She is for South Dakota State and out of Woonsocket, and she's out injured right now. But there's a lot of small-town kids playing on both of these rosters that are making a really, really big difference. So I think that's been one of the draws for South Dakota and South Dakota State, is we already know a lot of these kids before they ever set foot on the college.
And Craig, we just have about 30 seconds here, but USD has won both matchups this year, once big time, once by 10 points. I'm thinking you can probably throw those out the window, though, with the excitement that this tournament brings.
I agree, but I think USD is so much stronger. The only way they lose today is if they beat themselves. I've got them winning the game today.
All right. Craig Maddock, Mike Henriksen, thank you so much for your time today. We'll do this again next week as you guys get set for more action at the Sanford Premier Center. But thank you for this, and have a great time in Spearfish.
Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, as always.